אתם עם SBS בעברית. Our next guest is Dr. Danny Lam AM, a well-known Jewish community leader. He currently serves on the board of governors of the Jewish Agency for Israel. He served as the president of the Zionist Federation of Australia. He is the president of the Mizrahi organization in Australia and is a past president of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. Shalom, Dr. Danny Lam. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, Amit. How are you?
I'm well. And so many titles in the beginning. Did I miss something?
It doesn't matter. That's quite enough. The only thing that I'm particularly excited about is I'm the only person in Australian history that served as both the president of the ECAJ and of the ZFA. And it's both fantastic organizations, both doing an outstanding job of leadership for the Jewish community in Australia.
Thanks for letting us know. Quite impressive. Look, a lot of our Jewish and non-Jewish listeners may have heard about you, but in a nutshell, tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement in the Jewish community of Australia.
Yeah, sure. Look, born in 49, which means that I'm turning 75, which means I'm still young.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a proud Collingwood supporter. My father and mother escaped Europe in different ways. My father came on a Danira, ended up being incarcerated for 2 years in Hay and then Tatura, and then joined the Australian Army, served for another 2 years. And we were brought up as really proud Aussies. And we're proud Jews as well. I'm an Orthodox Jew and very committed to Zionism and to the State of Israel. So as such, I just progressed through various leadership positions. I was involved in Jewish youth groups, and I served in the Australian Army Cadets, and I got active in student life at Melbourne University, which I loved, and I helped raise money for Israel at dire times, like during the Six-Day War and the 73 War. And since then, just went through progression of organisations. I was president of the synagogue that we belonged to for on and off for 14 years, and I was involved in building, I was responsible for the building of Yavne College in Elsternwick, which is a very successful Jewish day school in Melbourne, and got involved in leadership of the Zionist movement and the Zionist Federation, ECAJ. And one of the things my family's done, my wife and I and my son, we established a library in Melbourne at the Beth Weizen Jewish Community Centre in Hawthorne Road in South Caulfield, called the Land Jewish Library of Australia, which brings together Hebrew, Yiddish, Zionism, history, art, and Holocaust memorial, all sorts of stuff that people can come and study, and they do research. And that was, and my family's background was one of a commitment to serving the community. That it's one of the highest principles. That in addition to trying to live a good life, that one makes a contribution to the world around you. And my family's done that, and my kids are doing it.
Danny, we are actually catching you on your way to Israel, and you are currently in South Africa, Johannesburg, where your wife originally comes from. I have to ask you, especially after South Africa sued Israel for war crimes in the Hague, genocide to be precise, at the International Court for Justice, what are the feelings you have when you talk to people over there? What do they think about Israel or Jewish people around the world?
It's a fascinating discussion. Most of the people in South Africa, all of them just want to live a sensible, civilized, good life. And unfortunately, it appears that they're being led down the trail by a lousy government. This is not the government that Nelson Mandela established when he was elected as president with his party, the ANC. There's been a diminution of values and standards, and the country is economically a country that had the potential to be extremely rich as it once was, is going down the tube. Half days without electricity, as an example, sometimes without water. A range of terrible things. High violence, high crime, incredible corruption. And there's an election coming. Mm-hmm. And it looks like this government, this party that's been in government since Mandela was elected, is now facing the possibility that it may not get re-elected.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, last night, the president Ramaphosa gave a beautiful speech about all the wonderful things. And everybody that they've done and they're going to do and so on. And everybody that I spoke to says every sentence was a lie. It's simply not the case. Now, in that party, there are some people who are massively anti-Israel and have hijacked a population to present a position of being anti-Israel, and very much because the government that preceded them all, the national government, which is a white government, of course, strongly supported Israel. As a consequence, they've gone the other way, and that's why they took this case to the ICJ. Mm-hmm. But what is important to note is it's believed that they did this on behest of Iran, because Iran has pushed through funds into the economy here to give this government a better chance of re-election. And as a price of that, they took this case to the ICJ.
Danny, what is the experience from your daily interactions with people in South Africa?
My experience with the people of South Africa, they're not anti-Israel at all. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I have to say, my personal experience is I haven't seen any anti-Semitism either. So it's not coming from the people. It's coming from the government. Maybe they think that this will help them with their electoral prospects. And the community's going, well, everything's going fine. And we just hope that in my experience, the concern that people have about anti-Semitism is anti-Semitism flourishes where leadership makes it possible to happen. So if this government decides that it's going to enable that type of activity, then it'll happen.
Look, I would like to ask you now about the events in Israel, the war. It has badly affected every Jew and many non-Jews in Australia. What could you say about the nexus of the Australian Jewish community to Israel in that light?
Look, the Australian Jewish community are tremendously connected with the state of Israel. They're great supporters. Most Jewish Australians who could afford it have visited Israel. Mm. That's not the case in other parts of the world. So people are very committed here. And for most of the last few decades in Australia, we've all lived in a country where the governments, be it Conservative or Labor, have bilaterally supported Israel. And I think that that represents, well, not just the Jewish community feels, but also the wider Australian community. There's a great understanding for the miracle of what has taken place in Israel.
What does the community in Australia do in order to help Israel, the hostages or the families? There are a lot of things that are happening that are not published in the media, for example.
When you're 12,000 kilometres away, whatever the distance is, it's hard. There are some people who have gone over there to help and directly help families. Some people have housed displaced families. There's been multiple GoFundMe type operations to raise money for a whole variety of needs, including direct assistance for both people who lost family and people have been displaced from their homes. 250,000 Israelis are displaced from their homes from the south and the north, in the south from the rockets and the firing from the Hamas, in the north from the potential of the actual shooting of rockets from the Hezbollah. And all these people have for months. And we were there during the war, my wife and I, and occasionally we stayed in the hotel, and we were the only tourists, so to speak, in the hotel, and the rest of the hotel was full of families that came from displaced cities. And people are doing it very tough. So people in Australia are definitely trying to help in many ways. And it's not just Jewish people. There are very many Christian friends of Israel and Christian Zionists who are contributing as well and helping out. But the rebuild is just going to be staggering the cost.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of the ways that the current Australian government or the media are doing to support the Jewish community of Australia?
The government's behaviour has been fairly appalling, in my opinion. Just been appalling. It's been hopeless. It's been left wanting. And, of course, there are some elements of media who are exactly the same. But there are some parts of the media who represent what I believe is the civilised voice of Australia, and you'll find that in the articles that you can read from in The Australian from a plethora of journalists there, the Gerard Henderson and Janet Albriston and Henry Ergas and Gemma Tognini and many others there who see the wood for the trees and see the truth. And I think that there's been an attempt, and the social media provide that. You know that there's something called TikTok, and the son of a friend of mine identified that the ratio of pro-Palestinian to pro-Israeli reels that came out on TikTok was 54-1. And when they went to the administration of TikTok, initially TikTok denied it, and then it was proved to them. And then they analysed it, and they found repeat thousands and thousands and thousands of additions being put in to TikTok, which overbalanced the normal. And after a bit of work, it reduced down to 9.
Okay. In the beginning of our conversation, I mentioned that you are actually on your way to Israel, and we are speaking to you from Johannesburg, where you do a stopover. What is the purpose of your visit to Israel this time?
I sit on the board of several organizations. I sit on the board of the Jewish Agency for Israel and the World Zionist Organization and a Jerusalem Institute think tank. And the organization that I've got head here, Mizrahi Australia, is part of a world modern Orthodox religious grouping that's centered in Israel. We've got some kids living in Israel who love their life there. We're going to spend some time with them and other family members. I'm going to go to all the various board meetings, and I'm going to try and contribute in some way towards either the displaced families or the families who've lost. I mean, one of my close friends is Rabbi Doron Perez, and his son is one of the hostages, and we try to give him as much support as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Danny, I really appreciate your time speaking to us today. I wish you good luck, safe trip back home to Australia, and good luck with everything you do in Israel and in Australia. Thank you so much, Dr. Danny Lam, OAM.
Thanks, Amit. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.